그래서 러시아에서 타이완에 왔으니까 보니까는 Hilchos Brachos, we have the following halacha. It's machlokes rishonim, but the halacha is as follows. That if a person has in front of him two items with the same bracha, and one is chashiv to him, what's called chaviv, it's beloved to him, that it's his favorite. I don't know if it's shaila whether it's his favorite, his all-time favorite, or a favorite of the two. But he has a favorite. But yet there's a fruit in front of him, which is, let's say, more chashuv. So the halacha is that he brings the bracha on the chashuv one rather than on the chaviv. Then when there's chashuv and chaviv, when there's that showdown, so chashuv trumps chaviv. Now this halacha, I spoke about this once in Hashanah Rabbah. This is the type of halacha which is going to go through a very big birur, a very big transformation. This is not just a hilchas brachos type of a shayla. In Hashkafa, it's a very pimyistic inyan. There are things in life which are called chashuv, and there are things in life which are called chaviv. The fact that chashuv trumps chaviv is a very olam hazeh dikadin. What defines chashuv exactly? Status. Perhaps wealth. Yichus. Many things which are considered to be external. The klal always in pnimius is nishtazoi. It's not like that. That everything which is considered to be chitzonius, which is not essentially you, has to do with where you came from, who your parents are, what your lineage is like, your bank account. Social status. If you're the gabbai. All these things are considered to be not you. Something which you wear but is not you. It's harai, it's not you, because it can come and go. In pnimius, we always value something which is essential. Not status. But the etzem ha'adam. What are you? What is the adam? And how chashuv is that thing? We find this similar halacha, and I'm sure there's many examples, but just for our purposes. In Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, when defining a Talmud Chacham, in terms of being mechabed a Talmud Chacham, so there's a gather, what's called a Talmud Chacham, the Rama Paskins, that a Yid who knows Roiv Shas and Poskim, that he's holding Sugis and Shas, and in post-game, and you can talk to him about all matters of Torah. That's called the Talmud Chacham. So in Halacha, it's codified what's called the Talmud Chacham. However, in Pnimius, it's a very different definition of what's called the Talmud Chacham. In Pnimius, Talmud Chacham, says Rav Pinchas Kartzer, is somebody who is not called a Baal Pnia. Or is Basmet a Baal Pnia? That somebody who does his actions L'Shem Shemaim, and he tries the best that he can, that he shouldn't have ulterior motives in the things which he does, that they should be pure and sincere to Hashem, that's called the Talmud Chacham. And the reason why that is as follows. Is because in the world of Chitzonius HaTorah, in the Niglas HaTorah, we view Torah as having a shiur, as having a limit. And we see the shiur of Torah as being what? Shas and poskim. That's called Torah. So when you have the majority, and since in halacha we follow the rov, so you're considered to know kol ha'Torah kula. Ruba kikula. But in Pnimis, it doesn't work that way, because Pnimis reveals that Torah is endless. So how do you make a shir for something which is endless? So you know Rov Shas and Poskin. You haven't even begin to learn Torah if you know Rov Shas and Poskin. That's called Torah. You know Torah. Talmud Chacham in this generation couldn't hold the candle to Talmud Chacham in the imperial generations, and they knew they couldn't hold candle to endless. So what, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Talmud Chacham? So he's the only Talmud Chacham? If you were to ask him, he would say, I'm also not a Talmud Chacham. So where do you draw the line? Who knows Torah? It's Rechavim Miniyam. Baruch HaMeretz Mida. It's endless. How do you give a shir to something which is endless? So then you look at what the Torah is supposed to make of you. That's what you're supposed to look at. What's the tachas of Torah? The tachas of Torah is to produce a Jew that when he does what things which he does it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. That his Ratzon is aligned with Hashem's Ratzon. That's considered to be what the Torah is supposed to produce. So in Pnimis HaTorah, that's what we value. You find this chiluk between Yaakov and Esav. In that confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, which you already mentioned earlier, where Esav boasts and then Yaakov boasts back, Esav says, Yesh li rav, right? I have a lot. That's what Esav says. If it matters to you how much you have, and you say, Yesh li rav, I have a lot, so that means that you're an ish chitzoni, you're like Esav, you're an ish sadeh, you're just an external person. Because you value yourself as to how much you have. Where Yaakov says, no, Yesh li kol, I have everything. Now, kol can mean a kol shehu, and it can mean everything. And that's exactly what Yaakov is saying. I don't have very much. I only have a little tiny drop. That's all I have. But in that kol shehu is everything. That's really what this means. All that a Jew may have is that he may not know a lot of Torah, and he may not have a lot of mitzvahs, but if the mitzvahs in the Torah which he does is producing a heart inside of himself, where there's a space there, that when he does things, he does it for the right reasons, he does it through the Ratzon Hashem, that little kol shehu has everything inside of it. That's called Yesh li kol. And Hashem Yisroel is making a very big beaver. He's cleaning up his world. Every day which goes by, every moment which goes by, Hashem is bringing the world to a deeper, more premium place where He wants it to be. That the world will shed layers and reveal the inner dimensions, the premium of what Hashem really wants. That's why nowadays, there really is no yichus. No yichus, really. In terms of, let's say, kehanim, levim, if a person is zeichet to know his yichus, then he happens to know it. But nobody makes a big deal nowadays about yichus. It used to be yichus was mamasha, a very, very big thing, yichus. Now we have children because of yichus. Of course, there's something to be said about yichus, but that it should take over the whole scene and it should be mamash the ikar? Hashem is cleaning up his world. It's not right. It's chitzonius. If this is a good guy, and the girl's not so good, but because she has good yichus, so she's all of a sudden very good. She's very good now. This is a good shidduch because she has good yichus? Of course not. Why should he have to suffer with not a good girl if he's an amazing guy? Just because she has good yichus. That's not how we do things. So Hashem is mebalbel all the yichus. Not because it's a golus and therefore halavai we should know. Hashem wants to clean things up. He wants people to recognize and forget about the whole thing of yichus. Focus on what matters. Focus on pnimius. And you find this by Chanukah and Purim particularly. Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Tovim, of course, which are not connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which are Yomim Tovim Midoraisa, the Torah says, and we say it by Kiddush every time we make Kiddush by the Yomim Tovim. We say, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chanukah and Purim is not Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The light of Chanukah and Purim doesn't come from the past. It comes from the future. It comes from the times of Mashiach. And so therefore you find by Chanukah and Purim, right, that it's not working on its yichus. It's not calling in its yichus to say it's great because of what was in the past. That's what Pesach says every year. It says, big yichus, Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't forget about me. My ancestors had a very gishmak, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chanukah and Purim has nothing to show from that. And in fact, if you take a look at Chanukah and Purim itself, right, the whole Nes of Purim took place by a Yid called Mordechai. Mordechai HaYehudi. What do we know about Mordechai HaYehudi? The Megillah tells you his yichus, right? It says, Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini. Does anybody recognize any of those names? No. Nobody recognizes those names. Other Chazal Darshan, maybe Kish is Shaul. Nobody recognized these names. It doesn't say Shaul explicitly. You don't see anything about Mordechai that he had any great yichus. In fact, Chazal take the yichus and they darshan it to talk about meaningful things. What do they say? Mordechai ben Ya'ir. He was Heir in Eim Shal Yisrael. Ben Shimi, that Hashem listened to his tefillahs. Ben Kish, that he knocked on the doors of Rachamim, right? Gufa, the drasha is to take the yichus out of context. The drasha is saying, don't look at the yichus of Mordechai. Who cares about that? Mordechai was somebody that he davened and he sacrificed himself for the Jewish people. That's what you need to know about Mordechai. And what do you find in the Megillah? Mordechai says to Esther, when you're in the house of Achashverosh, don't say anything about your yichus. Because it doesn't matter. To Achashverosh, who's an outside guy who cares about this stuff, for him it'll matter. But for you, don't say anything. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. It makes no difference. You need to be an ish pnimi in the Chitzoni's house. And by Hanukkah also. Right, the Chashmonaim. These are Kohanim Gedolim. They have roots which go all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. But there's nothing about their yichus which is mentioned, anything. What do we say? We say the Chashmonaim, Kohanim Gedolim, Matisyo ben Yochanan Koy Gadol. That's it. That's all you need to know. If they don't come from Aaron HaKohen, it doesn't matter if they come from Aaron HaKohen. In fact, it's called Matisyo ben Yochanan. Who was Yochanan? Anybody know the history of Yochanan? He was served as a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then he became a Meshumid at the end of his life. Is there no greater disgrace than that, than to say Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Yochanan was a Koifer at the end of his life. This is the Yichus, what we're talking about by Hanukkah. And their whole Yeshua didn't come because they were Kohanim Gadolim, that they did a big avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. They took swords and they started killing people in the streets. This is a big godless on their part. This is like they use their yichus and their avoid and the kahuna, right? A kohen who's a reitzeach is possible bracha. He can't even bench in duchen anymore. They defiled themselves. They defiled their kahuna through this act. Nothing to do with yichus bechlal. Because Chanukah and Purim is not a yachsam like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. They're working for something in the future which doesn't. We don't even have it yet, but they're taking from that place already. That's called Chanukah and Purim. We find when Eliezer comes to the house of Lavan and Besua, and Lavan and Besua have a number of questions that they ask Eliezer. So Rashi points out something very interesting. Rashi points out that Eliezer answered the questions of Lavan and Besua in the order they were asked. Al Rishon Rishon Ve'al Acharon Acharon. One by one, the first questions first, and the later questions later. We find the same thing by Yaakov and Esav and Parshas Vayishlach again. In that confrontation between the Ish Pnimi and the Ish Chitzoni, the Yoshev Oyelim and the Ish Hasadeh. So it says that Yaakov tells the Malachim, when you go to Esav, and you're going to go speak to Esav, so he's going to ask a number of questions. So again, Rashi says, going to answer him, Al Rishon, Rishon, Val Achar, Achar. What's going on over here? The Mishnah tells us that one of the midas of a Chacham is that he's Meshiv Al Rishon, Rishon, that he knows how to answer questions in the order that they're asked. That's called the midah of a Chacham. But the truth is that there's something which is even higher than that. There's a Chachma which is even bigger than that. That if you have to give seven questions, seven different answers in the order they were asked, that's a sign of Chachma. But an even deeper sign of Chachma is that if you can give one answer which answers all seven questions, that would be a bigger Chachma. That's a Chazal say, La'olam yilamed adam l'tamid of derech k'tzar. Teach your talmidim in a concise way. A concise way means that, like Chazal say, emor ma'at asei harbe. Try to do as little as you can and to incorporate in the little which you do a lot. Then in Pnimis, we don't value quantity, like Esav said, Yesh Li'ro, we value quality. Pnimis is always about quality. The Chazal say, Toiv ma'at b'kavana. It's better to do a little bit with kavana than to do a lot without kavana. So when Eliezer was dealing with Lavan and Besuel, and Yaakov was dealing with Esav, these are chitzoni, superficial people. So he tells them, you want to impress them? So do a Rishon, Rishon, and Achron, Achron. Because they value the Rishon, Rishon. That's chashev to them. What comes first, right? That's chashev. What comes first? That's chashev. Like Esav. He was in a race with Yaakov, who would come out first? Vayetzi, Arishon, Anmoni. Oh, the red one came out first. That was Esav. Right? He's the winner, he gets the gold. Esav comes out first. Because what's chashev to an external person is what comes first? Who's older? That's also a very chitzonious way of looking at things. Right? Two people are in the base medrash. Who are they going to give the aliyah to? Okay, his hair is more gray than his. I'll give it to the guy, that guy. That guy. He's older. Right? It's a very chitzonious way of looking at things. Because he's older? Because he's older? This one in shul can't speak with that one. Why can't he speak in shul? Because he's older than me. So he has his chevra, and I'm younger, and I have his chevra. That's the way it should be. It says explicitly, Zakenim im na'arim. Zakenim im na'arim, lasalavo. Zakenim im na'arim. To break down the barriers and not to think that this is more chashav or this is different because of age. What does age have to do with anything? It's complete superficiality. It's like saying, because this one wears a red shirt and this one wears a blue shirt, so they shouldn't mingle with each other. What does it have to do with anything? But by Yaakov has a total different criteria. He says, Esav, you can go out first. Because by you, what comes Rishon is more chashuv. But by me, I have a different criteria. That although when it came to being misadir things for Esav, Yaakov said, Al Rishon Rishon, Ve'al Achron Achron, we find that when Yaakov set up his family and his wives, he set them up in a totally different order. What was the order of Yaakov? Or does Rashi say? Love it. Acheron, Acheron, Chavit. That's how he set them up. The opposite. That first he put the Bnei Shvachos and their children, and then he put Leah, and then he put Rachel. And the Medrash says, why did he do it in that order? Acheron, Acheron, Chavit. And this is the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav values what's Chashuv. It's Chashuv. So Yaakov wanted to impress Esav, so he sent him a lot of Chashuv things. But by Yaakov, what was chashuv was acheron, acheron, chaviv. That the place of chashivus is the rosh, that's called rishon. But the place of chavivus, that's called acheron. So therefore the halacha is chashuv chaviv. Chashuv comes first, because in the superficial world, in the world of halacha, which is the world which we live in, so chashuv comes before chaviv. But in Pnimius, by Yaakov Avinu, chaviv comes first. And although it's acheron, acheron, that's where the chaviv is, that chaviv is more chashuv. Inherently more chashuv. Rachel was more chashuv than the Bnei Shvachas. Chaviv comes before chashuv. When it comes to the regalim, which we spoke about before, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we find something very interesting. That it's the way of the Yomim Tovim that they start off with a bang and then they go down. The climax of Rosh Hashanah is the first. The climax of Pesach is really the first day of Pesach, and the climax of Sukkot is the first day because the first day is a Yontiv, and then after that, it becomes Chol HaMoed. And at the end, there's another Yontiv, which is like it's not really part of it. It's like separate a little bit. But you see even how things go when it comes to the Yom Tovim, that it starts off very high. This starts off with the Seder. Oh, Mamash Seder is Givaldik, right? And then from there, it's downhill. And the same thing is true by Sukkot. You sit in the Sukkah the first night, mitzvah deraisa to eat in the Sukkah, and then from there, it's Chol HaMoed, and it just peters out. That's true by the Yom Tovim midoraisa. But when it comes to Chanukah, it's the opposite. The Gemara says, Ma'alin v'kodesh v'ein meridin. That you're Moisif HaHoydech, the Gemara says. Like we just spoke about before. Zayis Chanukah is considered to be the climax of Chanukah. Not just a Ne'ilas HaChag. It's not just the way to come out of the Yontif. It's the climax of the Yontif. It's the climax of Chanukah. Because when it comes to the Yom Tov Midaraisa, which they have a big yichus that they're very into their lineage, the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Rishon comes first, that's more chashiv. But when it comes to Chanukah, that doesn't have any yichus, so the Achron is more chashiv. The Achron is the Chavivus. There's a certain Chavivus which it has. This difference between what's chashav and what's chaviv is the difference between the machshava and the lev. Because the word chashav comes from the word machshava, and chavivus, which means feeling and love and appreciation, comes from the regesh, which comes from the heart. And this is the machlekes between what's more chashav, what's more important, the heart or the lev. In halacha, we have such a machlekes. We mentioned before, what's considered to be dead halachically? Is it brain death? Is it heart death? Is the heart still pumping? If you're still breathing? I mean, there's a shailas in halacha too. But in Pnimius HaTorah, this is a very big nekudas machlekes, one of which is a machlekes between Yosef and Yehuda. Not that we're going to go into that sugya. But what is the king? Who rules? Is it the heart or is it the mind? This is the machlekes between chashuv and chaviv. Chashuv being the machshava, and chaviv being the heart. And the question comes to like this: what is essentially me? Who am I? Am I my thoughts, or am I something deeper than that which is in my heart? This is the difference also between in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. It's machlekes Rambam and Ramban. What is the Nekudas HaMishkan? Is the Nekudas HaMishkan the Aron, or is it the Mizbeach? The Ramban holds that it's the Aron HaKodesh, that's the Ikar of the Mishkan, and the Rambam holds it's the Mizbeach. The Aron HaKodesh represents the head, the Machshava, whereas the Mizbeach, which is in the center of the Mishkan, represents the heart. This is a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban. But this comes back to a very deep Machlekes. What's more Ikar? Is it the Machshava? Is it the brain? Is it the Moyach, or is it the Lev? And the truth is that on the surface it would appear that the brain, that the machshava, is more chashav than the heart. Because it allows us to perform in this world. Otherwise a person would just be in a hospital bed somewhere. That it allows you to function in the chitzonius world, but that's, we're rushing a little bit, but that's good for the point why it's not. In pnimius it's not the case. That although in chitzonius there's a maila that the head has over the heart, which is why when a person stands up straight, his head is higher than his heart, which means that it's more chashuv. In pnimius, that's not so. In pnimius, there's a nekuda within the leg, which is even higher than the machshava, where it's the root and from where all the machshavas come from. What's that called? It's called the ratzon. And even the machshava, what gives birth to a person's machshava, is his ratzonos, what he wants. That a person thinks according to what his desires are. So a person can't blame his thoughts, because if his thoughts are thinking that way, it's because he desires things. And he's thinking because that's the way what his heart really wants. So therefore, in the Oimek HaLev, there's something which is even higher than the Machshav. And that's Pshat that we say on Shabbos, when we come to that Hakara, we say, Hashem Ma'od Amku Machshavaisecha, that your thoughts are so deep. That there's something which is very deeper than thoughts, which comes from the Lev, because Shabbos is the center of the week, which is called the Lev of the week. Ish bar uchsil lo yoven ezois. But a person who's a bar, an aksil, a person who's a fool, and he doesn't understand pnimius, he doesn't understand that really the heart is more central and deeper than the machshavas. That's the difference between machshava, which is chashivas, and the chaviv, which is called the acharin. So ma'oid amku, which means the depths of the machshavas, ma'oid amku machshavisecha, is gematria acharin chaviv. That if you go into the depths of the machshavas, you'll find that there's a chavivas that the lev has. There's an ahava what the lev has, that the ritzaynus alev, which is even higher than the machshavas. This is represented by the pach shemen. The pach shemen of Chanukah is represented by this, because where was the pach shemen found after all? Rishonim tell us it was found underneath tachas karkois hamizbeach, found underneath the mizbeach. Underneath the Mizbeach means that in the Chitzonius it would appear that the Mizbeach is not as chashuv as the Aron. After all, the Aron houses the Luchos, the Torah, It seems to be much more chashev than the mizbeach. What is a mizbeach? A place where you're shechting animals. What's so chashev about that? It's a shachtoizing. It's just, what's chashev about that? But there's an oimek to the mizbeach. There's something going on about the mizbeach which is even more chashev than the Aron HaKodesh. That's what the Gemara tells us, that David HaMelech, the Gemara in Sota says that he dug underneath the mizbeach. And then all of a sudden, all the water started rushing up and wanted to destroy the world. David HaMelech is that person that he goes into the depths of the mizbeach. He understands the depths of the mizbeach. He's the one who says in Tehillim, "Vaseiv of Mizbeach Hashem," I circle the mizbeach. He values the mizbeach. And this is the difference, of course, between Torah and Tefillah. The Torah is connected to the Aron, and the mizbeach is called Tefillah. That the Gemara tells us, Tefillah is connected to Karbonas Tiknum. That the Tefillah is like a carbon. That there's an oimik in Tefillah that we don't understand. Forgive me for being kitzer. That it seems like tefillah is something which you do that you just make your request from Hashem every day. You come to Hashem and you say, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Please, give it to me. If a person thinks that that's what tefillah is about, then for sure Torah is higher than tefillah. Because tefillah is just a way of communication, just you're telling Hashem what you want. But tefillah is much more than that. Tefillah is a way of having a relationship with Hashem, Yisbarach. Tefillah is much more than that even. Tefillah is about, it's a way of expressing that my real ratzon Hashem is to do your ratzon. That's what the Sfarim say. That's what tefillah means. That it's megala, a place within the Jewish heart, which says, Hashem, all I want to do is what you want me to do. That's what I want to do, is what you want me to do. So therefore, in niglas ha-Torah, of course, Torah is more chashev than tefillah. Right? If you have somebody who's a really good davener, or somebody in the Beis Medrash who's not mechacham, who's getting shlishi? Come on, who's getting shlishi? The guy who knows how to daven really good? I remember I was learning in yeshiva years ago. There was a guy in the Beis Medrash. He stuck to his starim. He was a big masmid. He was the sweetest guy. But his davening was amazing. Mamish amazing. It's the way that this yid davened, even till today, is mamish from the sweetest things to watch this yid daven. However, in the yeshiva which he was in, he was mamish garnished. Nobody cared about him. Nobody looked at him. Nothing, nothing. He didn't know how to be mefalful into this and that. He would chazer mesechtas, and now he knows a good amount of Torah. But in that yeshiva, everybody was valuing the pilpul and then this and then that. Nobody cared about him. Nobody paid attention to him. But I knew then, this is the most chashuv guy in yeshiva. It's the most chashuv guy in yeshiva. Didn't get shlishi, nobody cared, but for sure the best guy in yeshiva. But in chitzonius, we have different system of how we value things. And that's going to have a very big birur. That's why Hashem says, L'asilavo, ki beisi beis tefillah yikar l'cholam. The base of Mishnah we call the base tefillah. Base of Mikdash has many names, but L'asilavo is going to be called the base tefillah. That's like David wanted to build the first base of Mikdash. Hashem said, no, you can't build this base of Mikdash because the first base of Mikdash is Shlomo. And Shlomo represents Chachma. And that's not going to last because that's not what's so chashuv. Only the last base of Mikdash, that's you're going to build, David, which is called the base tefillah. That's really what a base of Mikdash is all about. Not about Chachma. That's in Chitzonius. In the times of Shlomo HaMelech, Chachma was everything. But David HaMelech is the Tzadik L'Asalavai, who's going to be Megal, that even higher than Chachma, even higher than Torah, there's an Oimek that Tefillah has, that Torah brings to that Oimek in Tefillah, which is that a Jew aligns himself, he aligns his heart with Hashem's heart. That's why Tefillah, which is 515 Gematria, and Ratzon, which is 345, yeah. It's a matcha 860, right? It's a matcha Beis HaMikdash. Right? Tefillah Ratzon. When tefillah is on a madrega, that it brings out the Jewish Ratzon, not just a way of going through and making your request of Hashem. That's chitzonius tefillah. You're right. Then that's when Torah is bigger than tefillah. Because somebody who learned, just to explain why, be masber why that is, why is it that Torah is better than tefillah when that's like that? Because if a person davens that way, he doesn't really need to daven that way. If he would just learn Torah, a person who's a ben Torah, who knows Torah, he could tell Hashem what he wants, and Hashem will listen to it. That's the school of Torah. And a Talmud Chacham can say to Hashem, I need this, and Hashem will give it to him. A person who thinks that that's what tefillah is about, then, he, of course, it's still beautiful, and he has to daven the way he knows how to daven, but we should just at least be pious to know what it means, real davening. Real davening means that a Jew davens in a way that he's working on himself, that his heart should be aligned with Hashem's heart. That he should want what Hashem wants. And when a Jew is there, then he doesn't make requests anymore about Hashem. All he asks is one thing. Just give me whatever you want to give me. That's the extent of how a Jew, a penis Jew, davens. He doesn't come with a checklist. Hashem, I need this, I need this, and this. He says, whatever you know what I need, you take care of everything anyways. Just give me whatever you know what's good for me. And then the rest of davening is just dveikus with Hashem and just simcha and good things.
Should we?
Chesky runs the nigun. So there's tefillin shel yad, and there's tefillin shel roish, and there's tefillin shel yad. So we know that tefillin shel yad is connected the heart, and the tefillin shel roish is connected the head. And it's very interesting how we put on tefillin, Rabbi Say. We put on tefillin, but we start with the shel yad, and then we put on the shel roish, and then we come back to the shel yad. Why do we do it that way? Because the teretz is that in chitzonius, the tefillin shel roish is more chashuv than tefillin shel yad. So that's why, when it comes to, we have to really work it backwards. It goes like this: that when you wrap it around your hand, right, which is the gemara, the tefillin shel yad. So what's more chashuv than that is the tefillin shel roish. Therefore, the tefillin shel roish should come first. But in Pinyas, it is Neskalde that really there's a. I am making the Tefillah Shel Yad, which is even higher than the Shel Roish. And so that's why you do Tefillah Shel Yad first. But it really has a greater Oymik than the Tefillah Shel Roish. Or you could say it the other way. That really, you start off with the Tefillah Shel Yad, and then the Tefillah Shel Roish. But you end off with the Tefillah Shel Yad because why? Achron, Achron, Chabib. It's Achron, Achron, Chabib. Because the tefillin shel yad is connected to the lev, and the tefillin shel roish is connected to the mayach. But which one is really the ikker? What's really the ikker? That there's an oymek halev, which the tefillah brings out. And that's why it's called tefillah, milash and tefillah. It's really nikra al-shem ha-tefillah. And it's very interesting that there's a remiss to the menorah here, because you say, when you're putting the tefillin shel roish, you say, you talk about all this chachma, and then what do you say? Then you talk about them. Right before you go on your hand like this, you talk about the menorah. And you say, open up the yad. Open up the yad means be magal of the oymik of the lev. And teach the Jew what it means to align his ratzon with your ratzon. And then you go ahead and you wrap it around your fingers. This is really the secret of Hanukkah. Because like we said before, that the Yamim Tovim, which is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, those are Chashuv. That's like connected like the Tefillin Shel Yorosh. That's the Machshava, that's is Chashuv. But Hanukkah is not about Chashuv. Hanukkah is about Chaviv. Hanukkah is about Ratzon. Hanukkah is about the Oymek of the Lev. And it works out very nicely. Because the Rambam writes, take a look at the Rambam. He writes the following thing. First of all, you know that there are what? 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa plus 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Altogether, the 620 mitzvahs, which is gematria keser. And the 620th mitzvah, which was given to the Jewish people, is Ner Chanukah. So it comes out that Ner Chanukah is considered to be what? The acharon of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's also the keser of all the mitzvahs, which means that it's the crown of all of them. So that's called Acharon Chaviv. That the Ner Chanukah, which is the last of all the mitzvahs, that's called Acharon Chaviv. It's the keser and it's the Acharon. So what does that say about Zayis Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah? That it's called Acharon Acharon. Zayis Chanukah is called Acharon Acharon. Because Chanukah is called Acharon, and so therefore Zayis Chanukah is called Acharon Acharon. So that's called Acharon Acharon Chaviv. That's what the Medrash says, that when Esav was trying to look at Rachel, the way that Yaakov, that he situated it was what? That it was the Bnei HaShvachos, then Leah, then Rachel. Why Rachel? Because she gave birth to Yosef. Achron, Achron, Chaviv, because Yosef is Chanukah. Happens to be, incidentally, that the Ari says, U'maspia l'chol chai ratzon asofi tevos Rachel. When it's also sofi tevos, that's called Achron Chaviv. It's the pasuk you quoted before by Tzvon Shal Yad. So therefore, Acharon Acharon Chaviv is a remez to Yom Zois Chanukah. That's why Acharon Acharon Chaviv is gematria Yom Zois Chanukah. And that's Pshat Rambam. I can understand a Shver Rambam. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah, he writes, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivahi Ad Ma'od. Mitzvah Chavivahi Ad Ma'od. That's what the Rambam says. It's called a very Chaviv Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. No, first of all, struggling. What's the makor for this Rambam? Where does he get this from? But the Pshat is that since Ner Chanukah is called Achron and Chaviv, so the Rambam writes Chaviva Ad Ma'od. It's called Achron Chaviv. It's the last mitzvah, and therefore it has a din of Achron Chaviv. That's what emerges from Pnimius HaTorah. As you know, the Chasam Sefer tells us that although the Niglus HaTorah were given to Moshe by Har Sinai, the Pnimius and the Sodus HaTorah were given to Moshe by Chanukah. And Rashbi writes in the Zohar Kodesh, he says, Anan v'chavivus etalyon milsa. By us, everything is about chavivus. Everything is chaviv. It's not about chashiv. It's about chaviv. Everything is about chaviv. And that's Pshat Pasuk we said before. And this time I actually bring this regarding Zayis Chanukah, but according to this binyan, it works out very nicely. We said, Hashem ma'od amku machshavaisecha. How deep are your machshavas? Which is referring to the ratzon at the oimek ha-machshava. Ma'od amku machshavaisecha. Ishbar uchsil lo yovin es Zayis. Zayis is Zayis Chanukah. That an ishbar, somebody who's a chitzonious person like Esav, and uksil happens to be that the word uksil is osios kislev, right? Lo yavin es zayis. He will not understand zayis. He won't understand zayis Chanukah. The only way you can understand zayis Chanukah is if you understand the inyan of amku machshavaisecha. That a person is not his thoughts. A person is his ratzon. And even if a person knows a lot of Torah, if his ratzon is not, if it's very far from Hashem Yisbarach, then in pnimius that's not called the Talmud Chacham. And that's a tremendous chizik for us, because we look at the sea of Torah and we say to ourselves, how am I ever going to know all this? Finish Shas, no Shas and Poskim, what's going to be with me? But the truth is that that's not what it's all about. Even if a person learns two halachas a day, a person should be encouraged to learn a lot of Torah, of course. But if he learns in the morning and he learns in the night and he feels that's all he has, and he davens tefillas a day, but he does it with the intent that when he sits down, he sits in front of Hashem and he says, Hashem, make something out of me. Make something out of this stubborn heart of mine, that I should do your ratzon out of this Torah. That's called Torah Lishma already. And you may not know a lot at the end of the day, although Chazal said, if you learn two halachas every day, you'll be a Talmud Chacham one day. But if a person keeps it up, and he has that as Ikra Kavana, then it doesn't matter how many shlishis he gets. In Pnimius, even if he gets all the maftirs, right? Maftirs, achron and achron chavir. Even nowadays, you see how that's become like that. Nowadays, people are mamish, they like maftir. Happens to be maftir's gematria near Chanukah. But that's a different shmuz, why that is. But in pnimius, it's achron achron chav. It's achron achron chav. We should be zeichet to that mentality. It's just that it's a shift, because the whole world doesn't see things that way. It takes a pnimius perspective. And in a day like Zayis Chanukah, which is such a chiddush in and of itself, the whole day is mamash chiddush. We should be zeichet that all the chavivas and all the ratzon and all the brachot which are coming into the world, we should be zeichet to bring them in and to elevate ourselves and to be zeichet to walk on that derech. Without to be zeichet to that bias shlishi, ki beisi beisvi akar lechol am beiskayot tzedek mir leminu amen.